time back in 1993, I sat on a cheesecake.
Really? Interesting. That's good.
Alright, we'll keep that play. So, it's Saturday.
It is Saturday. I just bumped my head on my door coming out.
That's weird.
Let's and not... I bit my lip like, while I was doing it.
I'm not telling anybody what we're doing. Maybe they'll figure it out.
We're driving. Why am I going this way? Why am
I... I don't know. It's the second time we've done it, though.
Alright. So where are we going?
We're going to...
For real.
For real this time?
Yeah.
We're going on a little journey. Oh, get out of the fucking street. That was probably too loud. Just get out. Boy, get out of my... Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Gardeners.
Why are gardeners in the street? Their job is to be on the lawn.
Their job?
Yeah, they have jobs. It's called being a gardener.
No.
I don't know if you ever heard of this, when you cut lawns for a living.
So where are we going?
We're going to the mall. For,
why?
A little birthday slash Christmas shopping.
Birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Whose birthday is it?
It's my croissant's birthday.
You have a croissant?
I do. We got engaged in August.
That is awesome.
So, her birthday is December 18th.
Maybe people who listen to the show should send her an email.
Yeah, if you
or
listen
like
to the show...
Send us an email and we'll, like, relay it to her.
Right, we'll read it on the show. To iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Say that again, I'm sorry, I missed it.
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. Or call my croissant, Erica. Call her up.
She has a phone?
Yeah, she's got a phone. But call us up.
Oh, okay.
At 718-304-7853. And tell her happy birthday, December 18th. And we will
Is that a
it.
Saturday?
No, it's a Monday.
Okay, so you're going to have to call up.
Before
then.
That Monday.
Call now. Call, like, while you're listening. Just call it up. Pause it.
Yeah.
And
take a little pause.
And then call her.
Pause. Wish her happy B-Day.
Happy B-Day.
Pretty close to Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, I heard he was born in December.
Yeah, right around December 25th, I think.
Cool.
When the shepherds
are
out.
Are you going to see that movie? The Nativity story?
There's two reasons why I'm not going to see it. No. Scratch that. Three reasons why I won't see it.
Okay. Number one.
Number one, I don't like prequels. I already saw Passion of the Christ. Alright, I don't need to go back and learn about the backstory of this character.
They ruined it with Star Wars.
Right.
I have a feeling they'll do the same thing with Jesus.
Don't fuck it up with Jesus now. I'm also, number two, the second reason I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
Is... Wait, I don't like prequels. Oh, I already read the book.
You read the book?
It's never as good as the book.
True. That's what they say.
I read that shit. I read two versions of it in the same book.
Did you read the King James version? Because I heard that one was the better one.
Yeah, I only go with King James.
Oh, okay.
KJ? Cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only read KJ.
Okay.
And number three, to make it a PG movie, they cut out the gratuitous sex scene.
Oh, with God's penis coming down.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we want this to be PG, so, you know, the kids go see it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, if I'm gonna go see the Nativity story, I wanna see how it really happened.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna see...
God's penis.
God's penis.
Wow.
He must be hung like...
Like a fucking god.
Yeah.
Do you believe that people could have Jesus babies like that?
Jesus babies.
Like, they could have babies without having sex, and the babies, like, powerful. Like, has powers.
No, but see, and that's how you trick stupid women to saying, that's not my baby.
Yeah. Fucking god, fuck you.
Fucking god.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it at all.
You just gave birth to Jesus.
So name him Jesus and I'll talk to you later.
It's probably annoying.
That blinker? But you have to use it. It's the law.
Oh, yeah.
It is the law. I don't care if it's annoying. Also, in this Nativity movie here.
Mm-hmm. I heard there's a scene in the movie. A Nativity
yes,
scene.
Yes, they just stand around for 2 hours in the Nativity scene. That's it. That's the whole movie. And then the credits roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary, a darker complexion woman in the movie.
Yeah.
Joseph, also a darker complexion.
Mm-hmm.
They say when baby Jesus is born, white.
Bright as the lights.
As the Holy Ghost. He's white as the Holy Ghost.
Okay, please explain to me who the hell the Holy Ghost is.
Alright, you see, there's God.
Who in God's name is the Holy Ghost?
good call. See, there's the father.
Who is?
That's God.
Okay.
Okay? Then there's the son.
Jesus.
I think that's Apollo.
Okay.
Right? Like the Greeks? Then there's the Holy Ghost. And I think, you know in the Charlie Brown Halloween?
Yes.
Was it that shitty ghost outfit?
Oh, right. Okay, that's the Holy Ghost.
Kind of like, yeah, that's the Holy Ghost.
And that's the Trinity.
Yes, that's the Trinity.
Okay.
Made famous by Carrie Ann Moss. The Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix. It's the Trinity.
Yeah.
Cool.
So now you know. I just gave you, I just slapped some knowledge on you.
Thanks. The more you know.
I love those more you knows.
Okay, so going to the mall, I don't take the parkways because I'm a pussy. And
a pussy? You're
we,
smart.
We go through, what is this, Hempstead?
Yeah.
Hempstead? Hempstead has one of the best things in the world.
What does it have?
It's got the Hell's Angels Clubhouse.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I see it from here.
Yep, it's right there. Big skull on the window thing and...
You're going to get us in trouble because you keep going by and going, brothers.
Because they're my brothers.
You're not a Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
I am. You don't know my personal life. My split side or something.
You have a split side?
Yeah, I got a split side.
What does that look like half of you?
Yeah, it's like half of me. And the in that half...
Rides a motorcycle.
Rides half of a motorcycle.
It's a unicycle.
But before the Hell's Angels, there's a car wash.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And convenience store.
And
Express Lube.
Yes.
In the same building.
There are two inflatable Mickey Mouses coming out of the car wash, both of them vampires.
I know. They're
weird.
Like, we fucking know we got Mickey vampires and we're not afraid to show it.
Yeah. So yeah, and there was we just passed the Hell's Angels. Do you know the Hell's Angels were hired at this concert like in the 70s? To be like security. Instead of hiring security, they hired Hell's Angels and they stabbed a black dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they stabbed him.
They just used that opportunity to stab a black guy, I bet.
Yeah. Well, they're known back then as, or probably now still, pretty racist.
Yeah.
Pretty racist guy.
Bunch of white guys on motorcycles?
Yeah.
With beards. They all have beards.
Well, yeah.
Even the chicks?
That's why I grew this thing.
That's not why you grew your beard.
Yeah, I grew this for the Hell's Angels.
You grew
fucking. Fucking part of the Hell's Angels. What half of me is?
That doesn't make any sense. That makes less sense than the Holy Ghost. Hell's Angels.
It's an oxymoron. It's cool. I won't say that in front of them because they'll go, "What? You calling me a moron?"
Probably. Cause they'll probably stab me.
Yeah. But you're not black, so you don't have to worry.
Well, they don't know that though.
Yeah. All right. So what else you want to talk about?
Did you hear about that guy? He got shot 50 times.
Yeah. A little crazy.
Yeah.
One bullet usually does it.
I think so. Usually. You know, you shoot somebody in the head once.
Did you hear about the guy who's online trying to buy PlayStation 3s and sell them on eBay and a guy shot him with a shotgun?
I did hear about that.
In the chest.
That's why...
They brought him back into the Best Buy, bleeding. And...
The reason
the guy shot him was like he didn't want his PlayStation, he wanted his money.
Right.
He had a lot of money. He was buying a lot of PlayStations, I think.
You have at least...
He was there with his friends.
$1,000.
Yeah. So, he didn't... The guy with shotgun comes up to him and goes, "Give me all your money." The guy goes, "No." He was calling his bluff because there was a line there, you know?
Right. Out in the middle of where everyone could see.
Yeah. Still, a guy holds up a shotgun to you, says, "Give me your money." I'm going to give him my money. I'm going to give him all my money. I'm going to even give him my ATM card. Here's the PIN number. I'll give it to you. You can take as much money as you want. Just get the hell out of my way. He doesn't. He goes, "No." The guy shoots him. He falls to the ground. The guy runs away.
He didn't even get money?
No. He didn't get his money.
But he still shot him?
He shot him. The Best Buy employees take just the guy who was shot and let him into the store. The rest of the people are still online. There's a man with a shotgun out there, and these people are lined up just for him to take down. No, he doesn't, he just leaves the scene.
Sitting duck.
Okay, while the man is inside,
uh-oh,
being attended to by the Best Buy employees.
Wait, are they doctors?
Yes.
The Geek Squad comes out with some gauze and band-aids.
They call 911, but it's not his dying words, because the guy didn't die. But, I guess baby before he passes out or whatever, he says, take my money, give it to my friends, so they can buy a PlayStation.
That guy is stupid and brave. More stupid.
He said, like, the quote was something like, after he got out of the hospital, I wasn't really concerned about my wound, I was all about the PlayStation.
This guy's an asshole. Someone should shoot him again.
And I think Best Buy gave him a free PlayStation.
Oh, wow.
But the dude wasn't even gonna play the PlayStation, he was gonna sell it on eBay and make more money.
So the guy was greedy.
Yeah.
Didn't want to give up his money for his own life. And then, what he thought, he probably thought he was dying.
Yeah.
Right? He thought his own dying words was, take my money, give it to my friends.
Yeah. Wow. Hardcore, huh? Or just stupid.
You see, I guess I'm biased, because if you said this was a Nintendo fan,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, that guy's hardcore.
He's the man.
But,
he's the man.
You know what? Even if it was a Wii.
Yeah, come on. Your life is way more important.
And my dying words were, make sure Ben gets his money. He needs to buy a Wii. No! And then I'd die. And I would get you so good. And there'd be no way you could get me back.
Yeah, you can't.
Unless you did a seance with Whoopi Goldberg.
I'd probably have to do that. And then I'd be like,
Orlando!
Orlando? Is that you? Girl, what you do to your hair?
That's the only thing that could happen in a seance.
Ooh, I'm buzzing.
Ooh, better stop that buzzing shit.
Andy.
Oh, Andy, you called and I hung up.
I didn't hang up. I can't talk on the phone right now.
Because you're driving?
I'm driving.
You're talking on the radio.
Well, hands free.
Hands down. So, you've been playing a full week of the Wii now.
Yes.
How's that been?
It's going well.
Yeah?
It's going well. I like it a lot.
Proper English. I love it. Good job. We didn't do that.
That's the best thing. If someone says, you know, I'm really,
How you doing?
I did a good job, or, no.
No, that's
good.
Proper.
Something like it, where they use good, and you correct them with well, they get so pissed off.
That's true.
People do that with George. It's funny. It's the only thing I can catch. Like, I'm horrible with grammar, but when someone says something like that.
You jump on it.
Yeah, I'm like,
so does
well. Well.
Well. My croissant does that too.
Yeah.
She is the queen of grammar.
Really?
Yeah, she had a whole ceremony and everything.
Awesome.
We give her a big old
queen of grammar
trophy.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. What else? What were you gonna say? Oh yeah, I've been playing a week of the Wii.
Week of Wii, sir.
Yeah. It's really cool.
How's that Legend of Zelda game?
Amazing.
This new thing I call it, the Legend of Zelda.
Amazing. You saw some of it last night.
Yeah, I did. I actually played, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Not very far in it. I haven't been playing too much. Like, I'm afraid I'm gonna get addicted, and then I won't do my work. So
yeah, my biggest fear is not being able to beat this game, because it's so big.
So I just play a little bit of it, and then I stop.
Time. Mm-hmm. So, I'll tell you, I'm digging the Wii Sports a lot.
Wii Sports is fun.
I think, but maybe because I'm only playing with you and Erica.
Yeah, I haven't actually played it by myself.
Yeah.
So
what do you do with your Wii all day? Play Zelda?
Pretty much. Cool. And Altered Beast. Yeah!
Getting beefed in that game.
That game is, okay, let me explain to you, for those of people who haven't played Altered Beast in the arcades, or on the Sega Genesis.
We like to call those people the ones that are left in the dark.
Yes. The people who have no culture.
Right.
Okay?
We're gonna culture you up a little.
Okay. Altered Beast takes place in Rome.
It's Greece.
It's
gotta be Greece.
In Greece. Yeah, in Greece. In a very dark time where this evil man
looks just like Nosferatu.
Yeah. He's a bald guy, got a big nose, he's crazy looking. He takes away this girl. He's like...
Sounds like every video game from the 80s and 90s.
He's like, I'm gonna do some horrible, horrible crap to this girl.
His beasts!
Yeah. And you can't do anything about it. And the you is the player. Who's the guy in red... In a red shirt and red... In red pants. Right? Or shorts? Are they shorts?
Shorts.
Yeah, they're short shorts. And then his buddy, who's in blue.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay? And they're like, we're going to do something about it. We're going to rise from our graves. Because that's what happens in the game. They rise from their graves because they're dead. And then, monsters come.
Right.
And then, a wolf comes. But just a brown wolf. Nothing important. It's got two heads, but it's nothing important. Then, after that, a blue wolf comes. Blue one. The blue wolf is important. Because when you kill it by either punching it in the face twice.
That's for sissies.
Or kicking it in the face.
Thank you.
Just once. They turn into balls. Floating balls with electricity around them. Red electricity. Then, when one of the people from the zombie guys, they get a ball, they touch it, a man says, power up.
Man, power up.
Yeah. Like, and you get beefed. You get beefed. Yo.
You do. No, wait. You're beef? Sure you get so beefed.
What does beef mean?
Muscly.
Yeah.
You get so beefed, your shirt just rips right off your body.
Yeah. And your shorts grow a little bit.
Right. Just to protect your beefness.
Your beefies.
Your beef stick.
Okay. So you're going along, fighting a little more monsters. Oh, a wolf comes. Oh, it's just a brown wolf, don't worry. Doesn't do anything. Oh, a blue one with two heads. Kick that son of a bitch in the face. You don't have to, you have to kick it once now because you're more beefed and you're more powerful. And it just...
Its head slides off when you kick it. Yeah. That's how beefed you are.
Oh, I think it turns it out to almost like a fetus. You kick it.
You kick it back to babydom.
Yeah. And then the balls come. You get it. Power up. You hear the voice again. You're going to get more beefed.
You're beyond beefed now.
Yeah.
You can't even barely walk.
Yeah. But you can short kick. And you can jump really high, too.
Super high.
Yeah.
For a person that beefed.
You would think that a person that beefed can only, like, jump, like, maybe an inch. This guy jumps like a story. Like a full story. If you press up and jump at the same time. If you just jump, it's like
it's
half
a beef
story.
Jump.
Yeah, it's a little beefy jump. Beef. But, shit, man, you could really jump high, though.
Did you ever use the word beefed for fart?
Yes. Okay. I just beefed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Anthony Minella.
Why? Because he used to say that?
I think so. Like, somebody beefed.
Heather uses that term.
Oh. When a girl says it, it's weird. Alright, but get to the best part.
Okay. Going along, fight more monsters. You're pretty beefed. There's no possible way you can get any more beefed.
You'd be fucking a cow if you got more beefed.
Yeah. You know what, Joe? I just realized we're going to the mall, and it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
This is probably a bad idea.
Probably.
Okay, we're at the mall, though. We're in the parking lot. Okay, so you're going along, you're fighting more monsters. Another wolf. Regular wolf, never mind. Oh, blue wolf.
Oh, boy.
Two heads. Kick that guy. Dead. A ball?
What?
Came out of him?
What? Another one?
I can't get more beefed
than
this.
There must be a screw-up in the game.
No.
Hmm?
No.
What?
Not a screw-up. You get that ball. You change into a wolf.
Cut your shit.
I'm serious.
If I didn't play with you, I wouldn't believe you, but yeah, it's true.
You get it, and then there's this cutscene of a guy changing into a wolf, and goes, and you change it to a wolf. What do you think the wolf, what is his power? What would be wolf power?
Probably, like, you know, clawing or biting, maybe.
No, fireballs.
What?
When you punch, you get fireballs.
That's beyond beefed.
That's super beef. That's like
beef
chunky.
Beef steak, Charlie.
That's like Chunky's Campbell's soup with beef. Beef broth.
It's like
did
beef
I just
broth.
Go to the wrong one? Bitch, I want to go upstairs.
Hey, what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you drive forwards in a parking lot, you dumb shit.
Okay. So, yeah, you turn into a wolf. That's why the game's called Altered Beast. So, you're a beast
now.
And you're altered.
Into a beast form.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. You know, it's got probably the most fearsome combos, if you consider low kicks to, like, a normal person's shins being a fearsome combo.
Yeah. And how about when you press duck and then you kick? You kick straight up into the air.
You see a little
beef in that.
You see a lot of beef.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say this.
Okay.
Best game in the world.
What?
Altered Beast.
Alright, ready for this?
The best game in the world. Okay, let's count how many Hummers. One.
Two.
I got two. I see two.
Hummers are dumb. Hummer dragons are dumb.
Speaking of dragons, next level in that game, you turn into a dragon.
I'm only for the bear. I'm only for the bear.
The bear that sneezes?
Yeah. Sneezing bear.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of parking here on the fourth floor of this garage.
You know what would be scary if... Is that who I think it is?
Mike Madigan?
No. Oh. That other guy.
Yeah, there's him!
That guy was lazy.
Yeah, it's,
I'm going here.
Charlie, Fuckface, I think his name is.
Okay.
So here we are at the mall.
We're parked.
That was pretty beefy. Same whole story.
Mm-hmm. Beefy. What's that from?
Beefaroni.
Alright.
Beefaroni.
So, do you want to stop it and take it with us in the mall? Or do you want to stop it?
Yeah, we'll see if anything funny happens in the mall.
Okay.
And then, we're gonna wait.